Oh, well, I was, I knew that we never had, that they never had enough to pay the bills. I mean, the bills just kept piling up. We had a few doctor expenses, you know, with the kids. And I knew they never had enough to pay the bills. But we always, Mother always seemed to pay a little bit here and a little bit there, you know, so to keep everything on and going.
Does the name Connie Mongero mean anything to you?
No.
Was he the kind of guy who chased around with other women?
I wouldn't doubt it. I never knew about it.
You never knew about it. Was there ever any discussion around about this happening?
No. No.
Was he the kind of guy that was well-dressed himself? I mean, he had plenty of his own clothing and so on.
Oh, he had average.
Did he buy suits regularly and so on?
We can't hear you.
He has a couple of pretty good-looking suits.
I mean, would you regard him as a well-dressed?
No, I wouldn't say.
Would you tell the story?
Because
wait a minute. Would you tell the story about the day I took you and you went with Jackie up to buy your clothes at Saks Fifth Avenue, and you went to the men's department, and I had to go elsewhere, and I came back to sign the store bills. What happened in the men's clothing department when you went to buy your clothes, Lance? What did Tommy Green do? When I came back, what did he say to me?
They were going to Grossinger's or something.
All right. They were going to go to Grossinger's for the vacation weekend.
Oh, you mean up at that mountain lodge?
Yes, Grossinger's we're talking about. What did he buy?
Clothes.
They charged him to
eat. Charged him to whom? And what did he say to me? Alien? Sure do hope you don't mind my buying these slacks and a sports jacket, right, and putting them on your account. You don't mind, do you? Huh?
Yeah.
When you went to Grossinger's...
He was well-dressed.
When you went to Grossinger's, who picked up the theft? Was that yours, Alan, or something?
No, that was a company thing.
What company thing? He and Betty Lou got away for the weekend, period. That was no company thing.
He spent his own money up there.
I don't know who else's he would spend.
Could be
he came to me and said that he saved a few dollars. He had saved a few dollars and he wanted to take poor Betty Lou away.
Well, it was just after that Mike was born.
Yeah, he wanted to take poor Betty Lou away for a week here.
Is there anything else you can think of, Lana, that might help?
Well,
about this man's personality, his habits,
anything. Because this man lied to these people, and we've got
anything.
To know everything.
I've got to hit him over the head real hard, and I want to know anything you know about this man.
Well, he's not any kind of a father at all to any of his kids.
He's an ass kid.
To any of them. And he's no kind of a husband, either. The way he carries on and yells and screams and cusses, I was there one night before I left, and he sleeps, you see, during the day because he works at night. So Mother has to keep the kids quiet for him to sleep. So she's got to shut him up in two rooms, in the dining room and the kitchen, and shut the door so that they won't make noise, you know, because he's upstairs. So the phone rang, and it was for me, so I got on the telephone, and I was talking very softly, and I had I left the door open. And Mike or Cindy, one of them, started... and cusses. I was there one night before I left, and he sleeps, you see, during the day because he works at night. So Mother has to keep the kids quiet for him to sleep. So she's got to shut him up in two rooms, in the dining room and the kitchen, and shut the door so that they won't make noise, you know, because he's upstairs. So the phone rang, and it was for me, so I got on the telephone, and I was talking very softly, and I had I left the door open. And Mike or Cindy, one of them, started to carry on or something. And he came and he opened the door upstairs and he screamed for Betty Lou, shut those kids up. I'm trying to sleep, God damn it, and everything else. And I was so embarrassed. I put my hand over the telephone because I didn't want my friend to hear what was going on. And then he came downstairs after he went back to sleep. And then he got up and he came downstairs and he made some real nasty comment to Mother.
Incidentally,